This Esther Makoza Mankombe Townsend brought relief to Chinoy residents who used to pay 50 cents a trip from high and low density suburbs to the town's central business district and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe's move to introduce South African minted bond coins into the money market to facilitate the provision of change in an economy using multiple currencies such as the Chinese yen, American dollar, British pound, South African rand, Botswana pula, and several others. Before the introduction of the bond coins, Kombi operators were failing to give commuters appropriate change, resulting in rounding off fares, a situation that forced the local people to pay a lot of money when traveling to various places in the small town of over 78,000 inhabitants. All sectors of the economy faced the same challenges after the Southern African nation dumped the Zimbabwe dollar and adopted the multi-currency in 2009. Customers started receiving an assortment of goods such as candy as a form of change in shops, flea markets, and other trading centers. Now this is a thing of the past in Chinoy, especially in the transport sector, as commuter bus fares have gone down from 50 cents to 30 cents a trip following the introduction of the bond coins produced at a cost of $10 million. Customers using the South African currency are now paying 3 rand per trip instead of 5 rand. For informal trader Messi Kamacha, who commutes daily from her house to the town center to conduct her business, the bond coins has brought a lot of joy to Chinoy residents.
We are happy to pay just 3 rand. They were overcharging us. We also thank the coming of bond coins that has eased the change situation.
The bond coins, which have the same value as United States cents, are in denomination of 1, 5, 10, 25, and 50 cents. All this is good news for local omnibus driver Chokmo Chiusaru, who says their challenge now is in meeting profit margins set by Kombi or commuter bus operators.
We are now meeting target at least $50, $60, $70. We are managing to get that amount.
But these coins have, however, become a case for unregistered transport operators who have found it going tough due to stiff competition for scarce and poorly paid customers. The unregistered operators, commonly known in Chinoy as Go Fast or Chirios, say they are now getting low profits following the reduction of commuter fares 3 weeks ago. One of the unregistered drivers who asked to be only identified as Taurai is not happy at all.
Fuel also is not going down, it is up. So they are not even getting any profit from that.
Taurai says some local youth who were engaged in a local rent-to-buy vehicle scheme and operating pirate taxis have been pushed out of business following the introduction of the bond coins.
We had youngsters who had joined the pirating business since they can't get employed by the government. So what it means is all the youngsters who were having vehicles on rent-to-buy, they're no longer having the vehicles because they can't manage to get the monies which the owners of the vehicle does demand.
Towns too are now crying foul. One of them, who does not want to be named, says they are also struggling to make ends meet due to the reduced commuter bus fares.
The situation is difficult now. You used to get a 5 rand per car, but now we are getting only 30 cents.
Some Zimbabweans are still resisting the use of bond coins, saying they were introduced as a way of bringing back the moribund local dollar, which became unusable due to historic hyperinflation, which the US-based Cato Institute estimated that it reached 89.76 trillion% in November 2008. Central Bank Governor John Mangunja and the Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa have insisted that the Zimbabwe dollar is not coming back into circulation anytime soon. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.